Praise the Lord. Good to see all of you here today, and we want to welcome you. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, if you will, just raise your hand. I don't think I see any new faces, but we'd like to give you a card. Well, let's just give each and every one a hand clap of welcome today. Thank you for being here, and we are blessed and honored, and we are ready to receive what God has got Amen. For us today. Amen. Amen. He Amen. Is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is good.
Amen.
Everybody say, He is good.
He is good.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And before I turn it over to Pastor, I want to just speak a word of blessing over you. So be ready to receive what God has for you today.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus that God's blessings are over your life. I declare you will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase.
Yes.
You will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate you to a level higher than you ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming your way. I declare you will experience God's faithfulness like never before. You will give birth to every promise God has put in your heart, and you will become everything God created you to be. I declare your life is marked for excellence and integrity. God is directing your steps. He works every situation and circumstance for your good. God has the solution for every problem you will ever face. I declare unexpected blessings are coming to you. God's abundance surpasses, amen?
Yes.
Surrounds you and surpasses. You have more than enough. God opens doors for you no man can shut. God is adding exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond favor and increase in your life in Jesus' name. Now give him a hand clap
Glory
of praise
God.
This morning.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Turn it over praise to God. Pastor.
Praise God. Well, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for the festival. Thank y'all. I mean, y'all worked so hard. Y'all gave so well. You did things for it. You cooked for it. You brought stuff out. You put stuff up. It was an excellent festival. There was lots and lots of children that were touched by it. God's presence was here. From our heart, we thank y'all for everything that you did. I mean it. It was wonderful. Now it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. And I personally am glad my neighbor's back. My neighbor's been gone too long. Look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare I'll never
be the same
again in
Jesus'
name.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. One more little announcement that I forgot to make is tonight, we haven't announced it a lot, but we have, you know, our fellowship dinner is always the last Sunday of the month. And we have it tonight. You don't have to bring a thing. We have pizza. We have salad. We have things to drink. You don't bring a thing. You just come and let's just celebrate tonight.
Amen.
We want you to come. Please come. It'll be 6 o'clock as always. Glory to God. Now, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, I thank you. The eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the Scriptures like they've never been before. Your Scriptures, your Word opens up to us this morning like we've never seen it before. We get revelation knowledge from your Word this morning like never before. And Father, I thank you that your people don't hear me, they hear you. And they hear what you're saying. Even while I'm speaking, they're hearing your voice saying what they need to hear. Their solutions. Their answers. And Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. The title of the message is Seek His Will. So I ask you if you will to get your Bibles. Now I'm going to do you a little different. I'm going to get you to get your Bibles to go to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 6. And y'all just hang right there, Proverbs 3 and 6. I'm going to go to another scripture. I'm going to start out in Romans 10 and 9. In the Passion Translation, Romans 10 and 9 says, "And what is God's living message? It is the revelation of faith for salvation, which is this message that we preach. For if you publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will experience salvation." You'll be saved. You're born again. Now, some Christians get born again, which that means you've asked Jesus into your heart, and for some, that's it. Jesus is on a shelf. They don't go to church regularly. They don't pray regularly. They don't grow. They don't have a personal relationship with the Lord. Now, when we ask Him into our heart, we're born again and we're as saved as we're ever going to be. But whether we grow in the Lord or not, that's up to us. Because we can speed it up or we can slow it down or we can stop it completely. But you're still born again. But you can be a baby that's born again for 50 years and never grow. And that's not God's will for us. If Jesus is Lord of our life, now we've asked Him in our heart, but if He's Lord, that word Lord means boss. So He is my boss. So now my decisions, my choices must be submitted to Him, to His will. So now He's calling the shots in my life. Now how many of you have ever called your own shots in your life? How many of you are still calling your own shots in your life? Sometimes we do, don't we? Because we're used to doing it our own way in ourselves. And He is saying, since I'm your Lord, ask me before you make decisions. Ask me what is my will. Pray about it and seek me. Now you guys are in Proverbs 3 and 6. I'm going to read it out of the New Living. It says, "Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." You're going to see this scripture in this sermon today over and over. Now, so if He is our Lord, boss, we must surrender our right to choose. See, now we're free will moral agents and we don't have to surrender our right to choose. I've got a right of choice. I can make any kind of choice I want to make. But if He's going to be my Lord, I've got to surrender my right of choice to Him. What state I live in, who I marry, my vocation, what church I go to. We're used to calling our own shots. But if we keep doing it without acknowledging Him first, hard days of toiling will be in front of us. And why is that? Because we're going our own direction. And He would make His direction smooth. He would make His direction plain. And I'm not saying sometimes His direction is not hard. That's not or difficult. That's not what I'm saying. But there's a grace in His direction that is not in our own direction. Amen. There's a grace to bear it. There's a grace to go through it. There's a grace to walk it out. But not in our own direction. There's not. That grace is not there. See, our free will must be lined up with God's will. Proverbs 3 and 6, in the English Standard Version, Anglicized, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths, He will make straight your paths." Straight. Sometimes our paths are not straight, and they have to be straightened out because we go our own way. Many times, truthfully. The word acknowledge comes from the root word yada. Now, there used to be a TV show years ago where they said, and you used to hear the commercial all the time, yada, 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 yada. And you know what I'm talking about. You know that expression was in that show. It was like a main thing, yada, yada, yada. So in line with this scripture, they would be saying, instead of yada, yada, they would be saying acknowledge, acknowledge, because that's what that means. Yada means acknowledge. So yada, yada. Seek His will in all that you do and acknowledge Him. We think acknowledging God is turning to Him in a time of crisis and taking Him off the shelf. But that's not it. We tell God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to marry so-and-so. Now, God, You bless it. Hallelujah. What we ought to say is, James 4:15, New Living, says what you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or do that. Now, before my dad was saved, when he was a young man, not saved, he was praying and he asked God, he said, what do you want me to do with my life? And he had a dream and he saw a plumbing fixture. And he woke up from that dream and he knew he's supposed to be a plumber. And he He became a plumber. He became an excellent plumber. He was a gifted plumber. Let me say this. He was gifted vocationally. God called him to the vocation of plumbing. You could be called to the vocation of carpentry. Everybody thinks it's just called to preach and teach or be a missionary, but you're called to natural vocations of how we live, and God has callings, and there may be other things. You may teach also. You may preach also. You may minister also, but He has vocational callings for all of us. Now, you say, well, that just doesn't line up with the Scriptures because your dad wasn't saved. He wasn't. You say, well, God can't speak to him because he's not his sheep, and he can't speak to him because he doesn't have a covenant with God. He didn't. You say, well, there's no way that happened. It did happen.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me tell you, there's something outside of covenant. It's called mercy.
Yeah.
God can speak to your loved ones, and he can speak to you. He can speak to people before they ever serve him through mercy.
Yeah.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Don't have to have a covenant with mercy. We say a lot of times, I tell you what I'm going to do. Or I tell you what I would do in that situation. Well, I tell you. You know, that's where we mess up, I tell you. We already goofed up. We know we goofed up. Have you prayed about it? Have you asked God about it? Are you sure it's God's will? Make sure. Run it by God first before you do it, not after you do it. I personally want to live in Jackson Hole. And I've talked Pastor Sharon into it also. She wants to live in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. That's where we want to live. There's only one problem with that. God hadn't told me I could. And He hadn't told me that that's His will. Now, if He tells me that, we'll be seeing y'all from the big screen in Jackson Hole. We'll be going, glory to God. We're in the snow, hallelujah, in Jackson Hole. But He might not tell us that. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit my job. You don't just quit that job. You seek God's will, and if He gives you a release in your spirit to quit it, then you can. I know of a man. Yeah, okay. I know of a man that got real mad on his job. He got frustrated at his boss. He was mad at the job and just didn't think it was fair, and he's just boiling over. He's mad. So he said some things he shouldn't have said to his boss. And he, you know, like, I don't know if he quit or he was fired. It might have been a little of both. But he did that. And he went to pick up his last check. And he went to the boss, and he has small children. And he said, I want you to look, you're hurting my small children. That's not the truth. That man's rash decision, not, you know, because sometimes God will say, no, no, no. Don't do it. Don't quit. Don't say that.
Amen.
He ever told you not to say it?
Uh-huh.
And that rashness, a lot of times, how many of you have ever been rash? That rashness cost us because we have to suffer through some things we wouldn't have had to suffer through had we not been rash. Those children wouldn't have had to suffer had he not been rash. It wasn't his boss's fault. It was his fault. Thank you very much. So you can go in and just quit that job because you got free will and you can do it, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to suffer. That doesn't mean God is not good. He's good, and he'll pick you up right where you are, and he'll help you any way he can. But I'm telling you, sometimes we got to seek his will before we do things, and we got to make a pause before we do it. Truth be told, some people come in services and just want to be told, quit your job. They're looking for somebody to say, Pastor said I could quit my job. He gave an illustration today, quit your job, and I heard God. God spoke to the pastor today. He said, quit my job. Now, the truth be told, you've been wanting to quit that job for 6 months. It ain't got nothing to do with God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. It's got to do with you tired of working on that job. Thank you very much. So if you do it, who's being Lord in this situation? Who is calling the shots? If you hadn't prayed and sought His will, then you're calling the shots. Did you ask God about it? Did you say, Lord, You are my real boss, and is it okay for me to leave? If you hadn't asked Him, be careful. Don't leave home without it. His permission. You know, American Express, don't leave home without it. Yeah, some of y'all, huh? Don't leave earth without it. Salvation, never mind. Don't quit that job without it, His permission. Don't quit that church without it, His permission. Don't quit that marriage without it, His permission. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200 without His permission. Did He tell you you could? Did you ask for His permission? Well, I'm a grown man. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to do it. If you don't, it won't be well with you. Now hang on. Let me read you something out of the Living Bible. 1 Corinthians 16:7. This is the Apostle Paul, wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. This time I don't want to make just a passing visit and then just go right on. This is what he wants to do. I want to come and stay a while if the Lord will let me. Why is he saying that? If the Lord will let him. Because he's got to find out the Lord's will. If it's the Lord's will for him to stay a while, if it's the Lord's will for him to go, hang on. Philippians 2:19 in the New Living. If the Lord Jesus is willing, I hope to send Timothy to you soon for a visit. Then he'll cheer me up by telling me how you're all getting along. If the Lord Jesus is willing, if it's his will, I'm going to ask him if it's his will before we do it. 1 Corinthians 4:19, New Living. But I will come, and soon, if the Lord lets me. We don't talk like that today. We say, I'm going to do it. Hell or high water, I'm going to do it. And you know what? You do it like that, it's going to be hell and it's going to be high water. It's going to be both. When I got born again years ago, almost 40 years ago, it was important to know God's will and to ask God's will before doing things. Used to hear a lot of teaching on it. But now it seems like that's kind of been pushed to the side. It's not popular. It's not important anymore. But I believe as a people, we have changed, but God has not changed. Amen. It's still very important for God, for us, to know His will and to do His will and to ask His will. God wants us to seek His will. Now, I've heard a lot of teachers in this, and I've heard a lot of them say, and I swear I don't have any kind of revelation on this. I've heard a lot of teachers say, well, God never says wait. I don't know where they're getting that. I swear I don't. I mean, he's not saying wait on healing because healing is, it's past tense of God's word. You already were healed. I understand that. But there's some things I've had the Lord that I've prayed about that I've had the Lord say wait. He didn't say no. Sometimes he says no. I know people don't think he ever says no, but sometimes he's told me no before. Maybe I'm hearing a different voice, but I don't think so. But sometimes I've heard him say wait. You know when I really got in trouble? When I heard him say wait, and I did it anyway. I heard him say wait, don't buy the car now. He didn't say you can't have the car, he said don't buy it now. I bought it anyway. The car talked to me. It did. It had a thing. It would talk to you. Your gas is low. Your door is open. Your door is ajar. It's telling you all this stuff. It should have told me, stupid, you should not have done this. Now you can't make the payment. And it's not God's fault. It is your fault. Thank you very much. God, here's what I'm planning to do. Here's what I'd like to do. But I won't make a move unless you say it's your will. That's good. That pleases him. Psalms 32:8. The Lord says, this is New Living. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. The Lord wants us to grow in Him, but we can stop that process by our free will, by our choices. By our wrong choices, we shut God out and we block God. We hinder His process in our lives by being stubborn. Let me read this again. We hinder His process in our lives by being stubborn. That's not God's will. Okay, everybody look at your neighbor and say, Pastor heard from God. We've all been stubborn. Look at your neighbor and say, you know. So in order to grow in the Lord, I'll need to yield to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says to us, let's go to church. He knows hearing the word and being properly joined to a church family will cause us to grow. But we make excuses. I'm tired. I don't feel like it. I don't like so-and-so. The Holy Spirit's job is to get us changed in the image of Jesus. But He must get us to yield, or the whole growing in the Lord process will be put on hold. Sometimes we are so, here's that ugly word again, stubborn. Sometimes we're so stubborn that growth process can be hindered. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. We're hindering the process if we don't yield. We can speed up the process by yielding, or slow it down by not yielding, or even stop the process by not yielding. Pastor Sharon gave us a challenge. I was teaching on being thankful and not complaining, and she gave us a challenge. We were talking about this the other day, okay, and she gave a 21-day challenge. Some people heard a day. I know a lot of people, from what I've heard of the congregation so far, there's a lot of people that heard it was a 24-hour challenge. Some people heard it was no challenge at all. Nothing. I didn't hear that. I must have missed it. I'm sorry. See, if I'd heard it, I should have done it, but I didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I yielded to take that challenge. Now, I failed it many times in the last 2 weeks because it's still only like 14 days. But I tell you, I've seen a lot. My eyes have been opened a lot. I was complaining a lot more than I realized I was complaining. Her challenge made me aware of how much complaining I was doing. But see, now complaining is not God's will. Hang on. See, we excuse that. We say, no, I got a right to complain. I was treated unfairly. I should complain. No, you shouldn't. There's a way to do it around the complaining, but we don't do it around that complaining because we grew up being taught how to be great complainers. Thank you very much. Champion, world champion complainers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I told y'all about her cell phone. I wanted to complain so bad, and I wanted to strangle somebody in that store, but I said, it'll get in the paper. Everybody will know. He complained. Right before he choked them to death, he complained about that phone. I said, no, no. We walked out into the mall, said the glory of God's going to be revealed. And that's what we said. And take my mouth and force it to say that. You understand?
Yes.
We called their service center, and the glory of the Lord told her the exact same thing. We told the representative the exact same thing. A phone was given to us. The exact same phone that she had, brand new, given to us. You tell me if I'd have kept my complaining, I would have remained without it. And I would have toiled to get the next one. When God didn't want me to toil, He wanted me to keep my mouth shut of complaining because it's opening the door that Satan can come in and bust me. I see complaining for what it is. It is a spiritual cancer that stops us from growing. It hinders my favor and it hinders my blessing. I started making a thing of all the, like a just a little notebook of all the things that have happened. And I mean, there's been 12 days out of 14 that favor has come to us in a special way. 12 days. Boom, it was big favor, big favor. I hate to say small favor, but it was small favor, this and that. My eyes were open to things that I hadn't seen before previously. Why? Because I'm not griping and complaining, and it's not hindering the glory coming down and taking care of me, giving me the blessings that He wants to give me. By complaining, I'm missing out on blessings God has for me, but I got to yield. It's my choice. God can't make me stop from complaining. Hang on. A lot of people don't digest that right. God can make you stop anything. He can't make you stop cussing. He can't make you live for Him. It's choice. You are a free moral agent. It's up to you. You have the choice. God will not override. He'll let you go to hell if you choose to go to hell. He will allow you to go to hell and live your life in such a way. Now, He'll try to interrupt that process all throughout your life by showing you love. He'll show you love. He'll show you goodness. He'll show you mercy. He'll show you help. And all your life, He's just trying to let you know He's there. He's helping. He's trying to draw you to Him. But it's still, He can't make you do it. You have free will. So it's the same spiritually. He can't make us. If I yield to it, I'll grow. Now today, the challenge today is to seek the Lord's will in all that we do and to open our eyes and see where we're leaving God out. What if you yield and God says, that's not my will? We can still do it our own way, but hard times are coming. Much toiling is ahead because it's not God's will. And we're flowing against His will. He showed us for a reason, and it's to help us. God sees the whole picture and only wants what's best for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. They're plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Now, I've told this before. Jesus is my Lord. He's my boss. And so as my Lord, I've had Him say, I know I just did it about not quitting a job, but I had Him say, quit that job. I yielded and I quit it. After He gave me a job, the next job He gave me, I quit the job, put in my notice. I got the following job the following week. I never missed a day of work, never. He gave me this next job, but it was a job I did not want. You'll get that one in a minute. I didn't want this job. I never wanted this job. I knew God wanted me to have that job, but I said, I don't like it. And a lot of people say, well, you know, He's only going to lead you in the line with the desires of your heart. There's truth in that, but there's also not truth in that. Sometimes He's trying to build the character of Christ in us, and He has certain things and people and places that are important for our lives, and they must cross our lives, and we must learn things from them. And so sometimes it's just a season, but He'll take you for an offshoot, if you want to say it that way, for a season. He's got better for you. He's got the desires of heart for you, but He'll take you to a little side journey, if you will. And that's what He did in this job. He knew this was not the desire of my heart, this job. It was working at a mill. That was just completely opposite of what I was believing for. I was in photography and development. I took, you know, quarters in college for photography and development. This is not what I went to a college prep school. This is not the job that I wanted. But He said, this is the job. This is the job I've got for you at this season. He didn't tell me how long the season was. The season was 1 year. But after that season was over, He gave me a much, much better job. Everybody say much better.
Much better.
Now understand, I had to suffer through some things in my flesh because it's not what I wanted. Sometimes we have to suffer through some things in our flesh, but God's got much better. If you're waiting something, if the Lord ever says wait, if the Lord ever says not now, I'm telling you, He's got something much better. The job that He gave me was 2.5 times the pay of the job that I left. The job that I went to had benefits and benefits and benefits. Every which way you turn, it had days off, it had vacation time. It was wonderful. But I didn't see that job in the crosshairs, but God did. And God knew, if you'll obey me, if you'll seek my will, and you'll do what I'm telling you to do, even though it's against your flesh, even though this is not what you want for right now, I'll open that door that you do want, that I put it on your heart, that how I was going to bless you, and I'll do it. But you got to stay put. Well, the Lord won't make you stay put in a hard place. Don't you believe it? That's a lie. Ha-ha. Okay. Hang on. Sometimes people come to church and they get mad. They get mad at brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so or wah. To know me is to love me, but they get mad at me. And you know what? I said, I ain't coming back there no more. Me and God, we're going over yonder. No, you going over yonder.
That's right.
You left God right where He was. Hang on now. Don't misqualify that. I'm not saying that God is not in all these other places, because He is. God is in all these churches. There's lots and lots of churches around here surrounded with God. But if God has given you His will for a certain place that you're supposed to be, and somebody offends you and you're pulled out of it, no, it's not you and God, it's you. Is all you. That's what it is you. You left because of offense. I know sometimes I'll see somebody and I'm like, what happened to them? Not knowing. They left because they were offended. I didn't even know they were offended, but they were offended and they left. Let me tell you, that's not being led by the Spirit. That's going by your feelings and your emotions. But God is saying, stay put in a hard place sometimes. Stay put in a job you don't like. because I'm going to open up a job you do like. It may even be in that job that you're in. He may give you a promotion above the very people that you're under right now. You may get a promotion above them, but you won't get it if you don't stay put. You'll keep revolving around and around and around, and you'll never get what God has got for you, His highest and best, if you don't stay put in the hard places. Y'all got a minute? Church hoppers. Church hoppers. They hop here. They hop there. Oh, I'm going to get me a prophecy over yonder today. Woo! The prophet's there. I'm going to go get me a prophecy today. I tell you, I give you a prophecy. Sit down, be quiet, and listen. And God will give you a word. Excuse me? He has a word for you where you're called. He has a word for you. I'm not talking about, you know, going to visit other churches or something like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you're just hopping here and hopping there and you just don't have any kind of roots at all, and you're just, you know, I'm just so spiritual. I'm just kind of had to pray and see where I'm led today. I don't know where He's going to lead me today. Where's your home church? Well, I don't have I'm above all that. I don't have a home church. Woo, I'm way out above that. Yeah, you're too far out. You're farther out than God. God ain't even as far out as you are. And your little fanny is going to be in a fix before long. And you're going to be wondering, what in the world happened to me? It just blindsided me. And it's because you... excuse me, I have to let the pastor thing come out sometimes. Woo! So if I want to grow, I got to yield to His will. Pastor Sharon, come up. Need to get me off this because they're thinking of throwing things. And I believe you have a shield, a supernatural shield, Pastor Sharon. I want to read you a couple more scriptures. Ephesians 5:17, English Standard. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now I want to read this to you in contemporary English. I've never seen this before. You'll remember this one. Ephesians 5:17, the scripture we just read, in contemporary English, don't be stupid. I promise you, I did not make this up. Don't be stupid. Instead, find out what the Lord wants you to do. Going back to Proverbs 3:6, seek His will in all that you do, and He will show you which path to take. Amen. Glory to God.
Praise Glory God. To God. That was Glory wonderful. Awesome Glory to God. Word this morning. Amen.
Glory to God.
I like to be on God's path. Amen. I don't like for my steps to have to be straightened out. Praise God. He's merciful. He's good. We might have to go through some stuff if we don't follow God's perfect will. But I'd like to be the one that He doesn't have to straighten it out for me. Amen.
Amen.
That was an
Amen.
Awesome word this morning, Pastor. Thank
Praise
you.
God.
Thank
Praise
you.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we dismiss this morning. Father God, I just thank You for Your word this morning. Father God, we just ask You to just let that word burn in our hearts, Father God, that we go out this week, Father God, and that we include You in every part of our lives, Father God, that we ask Your will and Your direction, Father God, in everything that we do, Father. And let's not take You for granted, Father God, but let's just give You, Father God, the place, the first place
yes.
in our hearts, the first yes. place in our lives, Father God, that You lead, God, and direct us by Your Spirit, Father God, because we don't want our steps to have to be straightened out, Father. We want to walk in Your perfect will and Your perfect path for our lives, and we thank You and we praise You for it, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
you can
God.
Get Ashley for me if you will.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. He is good, isn't He?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ashley, you can come up. Thank you, Lord.